Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
Keeping Kids Safe, written by Julie Lowe. Young people are growing up in an increasingly godless world, which requires deep wisdom and discernment to navigate. More than ever, they need to know how to traverse the dangers around them. Consider 1 John 5:19. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. God's word tells us that evil people and imposters will go on from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. See 2 Timothy 3:13. If we only shelter our children and do not equip them to act in wisdom, we inadvertently raise young people who don't know how to make sense of evil or respond to it wisely. Wisdom sees potential danger and takes protective measures against it. We shouldn't be afraid to talk with confidence and hope to our children about evil in the world and the hope we have in Christ. Our willingness to talk about the hard things helps convince our kids that we have something helpful to say. By teaching them well, with God's grace, we aim to raise kids who aren't fearful, but competent and confident. So how can we help our children to walk safely through this threatening world? Discernment to see right and wrong. Teach young people to navigate this world by giving them the ability to discern good from evil and right from wrong. Our culture is pressing in on our children, indoctrinating them with false views of romance and love, morality and truth, sexuality and identity. Our world calls intolerant what is good and holy, and good what God calls wicked. Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Safety is built on the foundation of discerning right from wrong, understanding how God created life to be lived. Young people cannot safely navigate this world without this ability to distinguish good from evil. Our goal is that children would know the ways of God and walk in truth. Safety skills, then, are a fruit of godliness. Walking by faith and knowing good from evil will be their shield, and I believe the safety skills will be the fruit of teaching our children the ways of the Lord. Discernment to name the darkness. Wisdom and discernment are the substance, but solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment, trained by constant practice, to distinguish good from evil. See Hebrews 5:14. Notice that the mature have powers of discernment that are trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. Discussing the dangers our children might encounter helps us understand how we can begin the process of equipping both ourselves and our children for setting up appropriate protective measures. Name the darkness that exists and equip your children to know how to avoid it and respond to it if it finds them. For example, proactively teach your children about pornography and sexting, what it is and why it's dangerous, with a game plan for what to do if and when they see it. Teach them about respect and privacy, the God-given value of their bodies, and how they can protect and steward their bodies well. Teach your kids what God says about gender and sexuality. Discuss in age-appropriate ways some of the many examples of each of these issues and role-play ways they can respond when faced with the wrong view. It's tempting to shelter our kids, but it is far better to equip them to discern right from wrong and help them practice wise responses. Doing so protects our young people from the temptations that exist and the entanglement of destructive choices. Knowing good from evil and right from wrong is primary. Safety skills flows from that foundation. Safety skills are a fruit of the way we parent our children. This is important to emphasize because if we raise children who have been shielded from the worst perils of this world, but do not walk with the Lord, do not know right from wrong, or are unaware of the dangers that exist from within, we have failed them miserably. Discernment to rest in the Lord. Our safety ultimately rests in the hands of God. Psalm 37, 39 through 40 reminds us, the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in Him. Our ultimate hope is in a sovereign God who is our high tower, our very present help in trouble. See Psalm 46:1 and Proverbs 18:10. Consider Psalm 138:7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. At the end of the day, God is the one who watches over us. As we explore Scripture, we will understand more deeply the call to be wise, to see danger and run from it, see Proverbs 27:12, to have courage, see Proverbs 28:1, and 2 Chronicles 32:7-9, and to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves, see Isaiah 1:17 and Proverbs 31:8-9. We are not to be passive in our engagement with injustice, danger, mistreatment, and evil. We must respond to it while resting in our ultimate protector. This article is adapted from content in my book, Safeguards: Shielding Our Homes and Equipping Our Kids, by New Growth Press.